The Lord be with you.
And your spirit.
The reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a sizable crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind man, the son of Timaeus, sat by the roadside begging. On hearing that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have pity on me." And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." But he kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take courage, get up. Jesus is calling you." He threw aside his cloak, sprang up, and came to Jesus. Jesus said to him in reply, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man replied to him, "Master, I want to see." Jesus told him, "Go your way. Your faith has saved you." Immediately, he received his sight and followed him on the way. The Gospel of the Lord. "Master, I want to see." This blind man doesn't know who this Jesus is, but he presumes he's a great prophet, at least. He doesn't know he's the Son of God, of course. Even the disciples have no idea what Jesus is. But that faith, "Master, I want to see." And in John chapter 8, verse 12, Jesus said in other occasions, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will have the light of life." So even though we don't see much, if we follow him, we will have the light of life. Many times we presume we see many things. As a matter of fact, we don't. We see external things, but things might be never touch us. Only the Holy Spirit will touch our heart. Once Jesus was telling Sister Faustina, "Practice virtue." There are three virtues you have to practice. What do you think the first? Mostly we might say, "Love your neighbor as yourself." Of course. But that's not the first one. Jesus asked her, "Practice humility, humility, humility three times." When you want to practice virtues, many times we are abstract. "Oh, I love." Of course, everybody loves. but humility is the first thing. Jesus expects to see in us be humble. Many times I was hurt by people's words. Well, of course, they don't mean to hurt me, but when you hear, not that pleasant. Well, Jesus was telling me, be humble. The second virtue is, let me think, because it's the word of Jesus to Faustina. Purity. For Jesus, purity is not only external things. Purity of intention. Don't get the last one. Not the least, eh? Last but not the least. Love your neighbor. So in order to have these lights of life, we need to have a humble heart. We have to beg, Son of David, or Jesus, let me see us. Jesus' promise will be given. Do we ask? We presume we know many things. We presume we are on the way of sanctity. But on the other hand, let us think a little bit. Am I humble enough? Am I pure enough? Pure in action. Pure in intention. Purity of intention means whatever you do for the sake of Jesus Christ. Many times we do things for the sake of person so that they respect us, so they have a special choice for us. That's the purity of intentions. Even though they don't accept you, but for the sake of Christ, we do it. That's purity. So, Jesus is the light. We don't worry because you never study theology. I tell you one thing. The more you study, the less you become godly. We know from the head. I tell you, I finished 4 years theology in Rome. After 3-4 years, in one of rare experience, I was in Lourdes. I asked a special grace, Our Lady of Lourdes. I want that she, for her, through her intercession, give me the best. And after 6 months, I got it. I'm so true that this is the grace of Mary for me. So never denate your trust. Of course, in the Lord. On the other hand, we have a heavenly mother, no? See, John, your mother. Mary is also a mother. She will bring us closer to Jesus, to Him. So always, I try my prayers always and trust all my intentions in the hand of Blessed Mother so that I can have more lights. So us, no doubt, us will be given, locked, will be open, seek, and you will find. We thank the Lord. His openness, His generosity, His heart for us. He opened Himself completely. Let's ask this special grace that open our hearts today when we receive the Holy Communion. Be one with Him. Keep Him centered in Him. Because it hurts Jesus most is when we receive the Holy Sacrament, and then our mind fly away. We're not with him. That's what Jesus. That's why many times we presume we see, we don't see, because we don't stay with him. Or we're not humble enough. Or we're not pure enough. Or lastly, we don't love enough. So let us ask this special grace from Jesus for each one of us. If we live this way, unity one day will be mature. Otherwise, continue to pray.